Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons. On a football Friday, a fall Friday, a Patriots Friday, leading into a fun weekend where the weather is still, this is, I know Fitzy, feels like Fitzy, you're going to do something like pumpkin spicy or apple picking or something.
No, that's,
something
I
like
always
that.
Call these days, Andy, I refer to these days as L.L. Bean catalog autumn days or cider donut days. This feels like the kind of day where you'd go apple picking with the family in the day, drink some cider, take a photo for the gram, then come home at night, cook dinner, and sit around the fire pit. It's perfect.
So can I tell you a sad brag?
A sad brag?
Yeah. I think I just coined a term.
What's that?
I got to take the boat out this weekend. I think that's a sad brag.
It's all done, yeah.
Yeah, it's time. The season is over. Oh, put a cover on it, put it in the yard, and start thinking about whiskey eggnogs because it's winter here again. So,
but with it comes Christmas shopping.
Yeah, no, every season I like to see. Yes, absolutely.
Is there a time every year in the calendar that you do it that around the same time, or just
no
the weather?
Weather depend.
Okay,
like this is probably a little bit later. We haven't had any big storms or threats of hurricanes or anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I've squeezed, and I'll go. You know, Saturday we'll go.
When you
to
take
the
boat out, do you get in the water? Do you water activities, or just do? Boat? Do you just stay in the boat? Do you get out in the water?
We went swimming last weekend. We took it out on Saturday.
Oh, you did? Was it freeze?
I thought I was going to, and it was nicer than I expected.
Oh,
water was like 65, I think. So it.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It really was. I mean, that's kind of like Maine in the summer temperature. Like, we get warmer down here, but in Maine, that's what they're like, hell, that's hot. Hell, what's the heat wave?
That's Newburyport in August.
So a little trick, just wear a full wetsuit. And then take a pee in it and then just do barrel rolls and you warm right up. That's what I did when I surfed all the
time. Okay, so now we have a mental image of Ted Johnson
doing
peeing
barrels.
Himself in a wetsuit doing barrel rolls.
That'll warm your whole body up.
If that doesn't take you into the weekend, I don't know what will. Let's go to the phone lines. We got some guys that have been waiting for a while here. Let's go to our buddy Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Gentlemen, hey, I just wanted to say two things. One about Belichick. He's ruining his image every week. And I'll tell you what, when he plays Cal, he'll probably have all his fans filing out at halftime because Cal's got a pretty good team. So the hits will keep coming for him. The Patriots offensive line, we need to see these guys step up and blow open some holes for these running backs because they're taking a beating on the fans. The fans are not believing in these guys. And then on top of that, McDaniels is taking a little bit of a slacking too because they're saying that he's not calling the plays right. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a hell of a job, I think. So let's get him. Go Pats.
I like it,
Thanks
Tim.
For the call, Tim.
Just the game is in Cal. So unless Cal is playing really bad, no one's leaving that stadium.
So Cal is an 8.5-point favorite.
Yep.
According to my app.
Yep.
So
and wait,
Tim
wants, I was at 10 yesterday.
Okay.
Well. Maybe they know something we don't. But also, the running defense for the Titans, terrible. But so was the Bills. And the Patriots didn't.
Yeah, they still can't run.
So they give up an average of 133 yards, just like the Bills did. So they're as bad as the Bills. Can they take advantage of
that? Is this the breakout week?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The breakout week.
This is it, man. This is it.
Travion Henderson with a big play?
He's going to have more carries than Ramondre is going to have.
Okay.
And he's going to ball out. Finally, the running game breaks out.
100-yard rusher?
You know what? I'll say, can I say 80?
Did you hear the confidence break when
I'll
I asked him?
They'll have over 100 yards. They'll have over 100 yards, but he'll have 80.
Okay. I'll take an 80-yard rusher.
80 and a touchdown.
Can I just at least have Drake May not be the leading rusher this week? Is that too much?
Yeah.
No, it sounds like Ted's predicting it. If Drake May's the leading rusher, means he had a big game because now he's up over 80, 90 yards rushing. So sounds like that build-up Ted prediction is just that. Cody in the Cape. What's up, Cody?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I just learned two new things since I've been on hold. Sad brag, and I actually finally have something in common with Ted. I've actually peed my wetsuit quite a few times from the Cape. I surf
it works,
a lot.
Right?
And, that's a great way.
Yep, there you go, brother.
Jesus. Great bonding.
Way to go, Cody.
Is that all you got? You got anything else?
No. I got some stuff on the Belichick stuff.
Okay,
so
good.
I can say as myself, in my perspective, I'm a huge WEF fan. I listen to you guys constantly. Like, sad brag right here. I actually won the tickets to that early premiere show with Greg Hill show earlier today. So that's a sad part right there. I got real top things on my plate right now. But no, I think it's kind of like when you hear about an artist that does something really shady, it's just like, it's embarrassing. I mean, I grew up a Pats fan and it's just like, I just don't want to hear it anymore. And it sucks. Cause like, I don't like to see anyone, even, you know, teams I don't like, players I don't like, I don't like to see anyone unless they're like really horrible people do poorly, but it's just sad at this point. I mean, why couldn't he just walked away and just like left it like everyone wanted it to be, you know, Brady and Belichick, and we would have something to talk about for the rest of our lives. And now it's just like, just all of this, everything that comes out, it's just bad news. And I think that as a sports fan, like growing up from the Cape, like it's I'm tired of bad news. But
thanks for the call, Cody.
It is okay.
It's sad.
It is sad. Mm-hmm. Is it sad? Like Bill has no other interest. Like this is, he can't quit football.
Right,
like he's literally talking to his girlfriend about red zone and graphics about football. Like he doesn't have anything else other than football. That's all he's got.
Come on, Nantucket, fishing, boating, 8 rings. Go out there. Go be rich. You know what rich people do? Things of leisure. They don't even say leisure. They say leisure. They change the word.
They season, Andy. You know what they do? They don't go away on vacation. They summer.
Right. Go find Jimmy Johnson in the Keys when you want to and go fishing with him. Like, there's a way to do it that a lot of people have found. Yeah. And alpha people. I'm not saying lazy people, because I think there's lazy people, probably people like me, that are like, when can I retire? I'm looking forward to the boat. But Jimmy Johnson, alpha, right? Jimmy Johnson, alpha.
Big time.
One in college, one in the pros, like the whole thing. He found a way to make it work, do a little TV, and then go on your boat, which he also called whatever number of rings he has, and that's where Bill got the idea, but he's down in the Keys.
But he's a family man. I don't think Bill's a family guy. I don't think he, like, sits around with the family.
So don't be a family guy, then. Be a bar guy, or be a beach guy, or be a boat guy, or be a ski guy, or be a travel guy, or a cruise
he'd
guy.
He'd rather stick hot needles in his eye than I think do that. I do. I think football is what gets him going, man.
All right, Stiz, it is 5:09:54. You know what that means. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Like it or not, in many ways, there's a chance that one of the biggest stories in sports and Boston sports is Bill Belichick, UNC. Jordan, Lombardi, Patricia, Pablo Torre, even Katie Nolan.
How about Katie chiming in every now and then?
Every then and then and then and then again and keeps chiming in.
Easy.
Oh, Pablo.
Maybe chiming in less.
That's my guy, Dan Soder's wife. This will be nice.
You know.
Well, that's Dan Soder's
Soder
wife. Are you a Soder fan,
that's
Ted?
That's my guy. Yeah, I know Dan. I can.
You do too?
Yes.
Comedy brags. I love Soder. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
I'll balance you guys out by saying I have no idea who Soder is.
Oh my God.
Is that a New England Soder or a real Soder? Is it an A that you guys turn into an R, or
it's a S O D E R. He's from the Bay Area, big Niners fan.
How do you know him, bud?
I know him from comedy days and doing video shoots with him like 15 years ago back in the city.
How do you know him, bud?
I know him because I was his coach at a football camp at Colorado. He's from outside of Boulder.
Okay.
And he was a high school kid, and he tells a story that I coached him for. I went and volunteered my time there after I graduated, and he was one of the kids in my group that I coached that week, and
wow.
He went on to be a big comedian and star, and so we reconnected later when I was in Houston.
Yes.
He came on the show, told me that story, and then we've been friends ever since.
Wow. And Andy, let me tell you for a fact, we got to have him call into the show one day. He's a very, very funny guy.
Nice guy.
He super funny. His Macho Man Randy Savage impersonation is maybe the best celebrity impersonation you'll hear, period.
So we can interview the Macho Man?
Yes,
I'll take
yes.
that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If we can interview the Macho Man.
He's got good stories from the set of Billions. He was a good yep. character in Billions. That's oh. what we were a fan of the show, yep. My show in Houston, mm-hmm. so that's why we had him on.
Okay.
And I heard that story.
Well, his wife, Katie Nolan, is part of the Pablo Torre podcast that sort of brought some new attention, new light to the Bill Belichick story. We've talked about it, but I challenged Stiz. I said, Stiz, can you summarize everything we talked about into some compilation? Let's see how he did.
One prominent UNC booster told me that this collapse, this curve, represents, quote, the desecration of their university. Alumni and boosters are, quote, sick about this.
You just go click, 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 click on the delete button. I was able to build out his, you know, entire website with animations, with all of these things.
But the defining feature of this dynamic, right, which is palpable on this set of NFL Films at this time, was that Lombardi, Jordan, and Patricia all disliked each other. And they all were kissing Bill Belichick's ass.
We need a football person.
I think they're using all of the underdog people from the other things and don't know how to do anything else aside from what they do on all the other shows, which honestly, frankly, really isn't that good.
The person who had told multiple people around the program that Jordan was no longer involved with the football program and was no longer allowed in the building was North Carolina general manager Mike Lombardi.
Whoa!
This culture that I learned from you and how to behave and how to act and how to think is really the way it's become a way of life. It's become my operating system, and without it, it's really no fun.
Look, dude, Bill is his deity. It's unreal. I don't know.
We all have mentors, right?
I don't know
right?
how I could just live my right. life without you, Bill.
But he just said the way he thinks, the way he speaks, the way he acts, is the way Bill yeah. told him to.
He said something like, I can only survive in this culture.
And, like, just to clarify, Bill Belichick, very successful coach. But he's not Jesus Christ.
Oh,
he's not.
I think he is. To Mike
Lombardi. Or even Martin
Bite
Luther King
tongue.
Or
Bite
whoever you want to. He is now claiming he's basically molded his whole life around Bill Belichick, mm-hmm. who a lot of people think is kind of an a-hole. A successful a-hole, but kind mm-hmm. of an a-hole. Like, it's just a strange thing to say over dinner to your wife, never mind to a TV audience.
Yep.
And but it isn't strange when, you know what? He said that in front of Bill Belichick last year and subsequently got a four-year, $4.5 million contract to be the general manager mm-hmm. of a college football team. A position that didn't even really exist like a couple of years ago, and now he's making $1.5 million mm-hmm. a year to do it. Guaranteed deal also. That was one of those things, the exit strategies.
Oh, of course.
He's getting his $1.5 million for 3 years, $4.5 million total, no matter what happens. We talked to our guy Jeremy Springer earlier. We talk to a coordinator every Friday.
Good energy from Jeremy.
Love his energy. Let's just say today, maybe his energy and being a little too comfortable with us got ahead of him. And, well, it led to Stiz having to follow FCC guidelines.
Do you go up to Vrabel and say, hey, coach, just so you know, he's good from 60 tonight. Do you advocate for the kick, or do you wait until they come to you and say, like, how's his range? How's he doing? What can we ask of him tonight?
Yeah, that's all done in pregame for us. Like, everything from a yard line perspective and what we're going both ways, if we're outside or if we're indoor, we already have a plan in place. So I know. And I think, you know, the flow of the game, the aggressiveness of Coach Vrabel in those situations when they're talking about offense, defense, and stretch, I think that's something that they decide on. And for me, I'm always ready because I'm on the headset. And if we want to kick it, we kick it. Now, if we want to be aggressive, let's do it. And I just love that about Raves. Like, if we're going to be aggressive, let's fucking do it. And excuse my language right there. Let's do it. And let's go out there and be the – sorry about that. Let's go out there.
That's why – no, don't ever apologize. That's why we love you, dude. You're the real deal. Hey.
No, I got in coach mode, but I just love the aggressiveness, man. Like, if we go out there on offense, we get touchdowns, man, that's good for our team. It's good for Drake and those guys, and I'm all for what's best for the team in that situation, and I'm all in on whatever we choose to do.
Oof, boy, he was over skis a little bit.
But
you know
excited.
What? That's a testament to the interviewers. You guys got him so comfortable and so relaxed.
Okay, I'll take it.
That he's just like, you know, just F-bombs flying like it didn't even think. came out of his mouth, like nothing.
I still say he is what you would envision a modern special teams coach would be. Like, his look is sort of the Sean McVay modern skinny coach look.
Yep.
And then his energy is a little bit of a throwback to the organized chaos days of special teams and those guys being hyped up.
They have to be.
Yeah, energy drink, chugging energy drink and run through a wall.
Those guys have a very difficult job. There you go, Jeremy. Drop it, baby.
They do have a difficult job.
It's hard because, like, you're dealing with all the rookies usually and guys that don't want to be on your units. And so it's hard. You got to motivate them.
And, like, he even talked about it. We discussed with him, and if you missed the interview, you can go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY, asking him about the kick return. Mm-hmm. And he's like, ideally, I'd have, like, six tight ends out there. But, right. A, we don't have six tight ends, and I'm not even allowed to use the top two tight ends because they're the starters. Like, that mentality of, we need you to put the best unit out there, but without the best
players.
Right?
Right.
Like, that's a weird, even Efton Chisholm, when I asked him that, he's like, well, if he's active, then he might be my kick returner again. If not, I'll have a different kick returner. Mm-hmm. It's like that world of, like, that doesn't happen on offense and defense.
No.
If you're the defensive coordinator and you tell the head coach, basically, these are my best 11, you're going to get your best. It's not going to be, well, the special teams coach actually needs so-and-so, so you can't have him for defense. That's never going to happen. So that's a weird.
And I also heard him say that he learns more and more from these kickoffs. Like, you're seeing with different strategies because it's a new thing. And there's new kind of concepts and schemes people are running. So, you know, you don't know how to, you want to perfect it, but you also get ideas from watching other guys' film.
And I don't know about you, but I didn't realize it until it was brought to my attention this week that the only kickoff return for a touchdown is Antonio Gibson against the Dolphins.
I said that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Maybe you brought it to my attention.
I said it to you yesterday.
That stunned me.
Yeah.
Like, this whole new, because there are more returns, and there's even more, I've seen plenty of, like, 30-yard returns. But I didn't realize, well, you haven't seen him break it. You haven't seen him go the distance.
But you said it to him because you heard it from me the day before.
Okay,
and also,
I'll give you the damn credit.
But then also, you have to, don't forget, you have Marcus Jones, who's averaging 23 yards per punt return, which is insane. That's the number one in the NFL.
Yeah.
So and special teams are doing good.
They are doing. They are, absolutely. And then we talked to our guy, Mike Giardi, who, interestingly, you asked him the question to rate the aspects of the team. And piecing it together in my head, the way he talked, I think he had it almost identical to, like, pretty much what we had.
Pretty much.
Like, the way he did it, even had the run game down the bottom. He threw that in as an extra. You didn't ask him that. But the pass game and the coaching and everything was
up
top.
So you went pass game first, coaching second, and the run defense third.
Right. So, he kind of fell in line with the brains of the operation, which is what we are. But I asked him to preview this Tennessee game because Mike goes way back. People like to forget that he was NFL Network guy.
Big NFL Network guy.
And covered a lot of these people boots on the ground. He was in Tennessee. He was in Buffalo.
He had inside info.
Absolutely. He still has a lot of contacts. So I asked him to sort of preview this game, and would it be the pushover that it seems most people believe it's going to be? Is there any chance those are bad bets? Is that how this plays out, that the Patriots just go down there and cover in Tennessee?
You always wonder about the interim coach and if you get that dead cat bounce, you know, from that. And I don't think that Tennessee has been, let's put it this way. Generally, it's been awful, but there have been some moments that they've splashed in there. I think their defense is pretty well accomplished in some positions. Jeffrey Simmons is you saw what he did last year. He absolutely ruined the game for the Patriots and probably ruined Layden Robinson's career in the process. So, like, there are some things that you have to be careful at, but, like, the place is going to be relatively dead. Buck was saying, like, they didn't even have anybody for basically the home opener, and that was Cam Ward's debut. Like, that's how their fans feel about this. So, you know, bring your own energy in this game, but in the end, you should be able to take care of a team. Like, I mean, Mike McCoy hasn't coached in the freaking league. He was gone for, like, 5-6 years before he took the senior assistant job. Like, I don't know. It just feels like if you bring any kind of effort in this game, you should cover.
So that's Mike Giardi basically giving gambling advice and telling you to lay the points.
Yeah.
And I said it to him in the question. I got the email this morning from one of the big-time casinos that the Patriots spread has the most tickets, so the most actual bets, and also the most handle, meaning the most money. So they're not only little bets, there's some significant
money.
Where
are the Sharks putting their money?
I didn't read the whole thing.
There's some that would say, well, it's the third game on the road. That's going to be a tricky spot for the Patriots.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a tricky spot. Cam Ward stinks and the Titans stink.
I agree.
You told me that earlier. I was listening during the buildup. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Squeeze in a couple phone calls here. Let's go to Jerry in the car. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, fellas, great show so far. And this Bill Belichick tape is both fascinating and horrible. But I wanted to ask you a question. If you could clarify, please, where is this recording coming from? I mean, the guy and his girlfriend are inches from each other's ears and whispering to each other. Who's taking the recording? Where is this coming from?
So it was in a studio at NFL Films where they were preparing to record his coach TV show. So Bill was mic'd up. I don't believe Jordan was. I think you're hearing Jordan through Bill's microphone. And it was, according to NFL Films and sort of everybody, an underdog crew of audio people, video people, cameras.
So they let it through. They let it go. They leaked it.
Yep.
They leaked it.
They
yep.
did
underdog.
Indeed, Jerry.
Yep.
That's awful.
All right, thanks for the call, Jerry.
It happens, man.
It does happen.
See it all the time.
And it tends to happen when you piss off the wrong
yep,
people.
Yep.
You know, I've had discussions with this, like, especially in baseball. If you're a producer for baseball, the length of those games and then the amount of those games and how much audio there is between you and the producer and the mic is off while you're in a break and you're talking to your co-host, there's just a lot of time where lot of stuff. Even if it's relatively innocent, you know, talking about a girl you both see in the crowd and say something that embarrasses you.
Have you guys ever seen HBO's The Jinx?
I have not.
Oh. Great documentary, and I'm not going to spoil it.
Yes.
But the very ending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes. Involves a hot mic and murder. That's all I'll say.
Incriminates himself with the hot mic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, hot mics can get you in
Watch
trouble.
It, Jinx. Yep.
Do we want to roll the dice, Ted, on a Friday afternoon?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Let's go to Joe in Southie. What's up, Joe?
Fellas, how's it going? Long time, first time, all that. Okay. I think I want to talk about, I feel like I'm not seeing as many Dunkin' Donuts anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, nowadays it's all Starbucks and all that. Like, my kids are asking me, I want a venti latte and a cake pop. I mean, what the hell are we talking about anymore?
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for the call, Joe.
It's Dunkin' now. It's not Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it's just Dunkin'.
Just to be technical about it. But, I don't know. I mean, Starbucks is closing stores down. I haven't
heard their own
Dunkin'
issues.
Is closing stores.
I mean, Dunkin's doing just fine. I still see them on a lot of corners, and when I need one, I open my app, and one pops up relatively close to me. I order, and I go get it. Stiz is a big fan of Dunkin', right, Stiz?
No, I have a love-hate relationship with Dunks. I can't stop spending my money on it because I haven't found a way to replicate good coffee at home, but they beat me for money on the Dunks app.
No, they give you free coffee.
No, that's my other. Well, that's my other thing. So it used to be like 500 points for a free coffee, and that included cold brew. It's now like 900 for a free coffee, and it doesn't include cold brew.
600, I think you're exaggerating.
The markup on coffee is so insane.
That's right. It's a dollar.
It costs nothing to make, and they charge. Oh,
Well, coffee is up. I will say that.
You know, my biggest kind of gripe with coffee shops, especially probably Starbucks, is they don't have a lot of drive-thrus. Like Dunkin' gives you a lot of drive-thru options.
Yes.
If you know,
it's you like to drive.
I gotta really like my coffee if I want to get out.
How lazy
in.
Are you?
Are you having a coffee every morning, Ted?
I do. But I make it every. I don't buy it. Go out and buy it. I make it myself. Well, my little K-cup.
You're not rich like Stiz is going out to get his Dunkin'. He Dunkin' rich.
I know. I gotta chill.
He Dunkin' rich back there. Coming up on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of rich, this could be the week we have our pick six parlay. And I believe the word is due. We are due. We haven't been great. We've been hovering
around.
Speak
for yourself, Bub.
I was talking like a team. I'm a team member. Oh, okay. I think teams are about me, not me. But, you know, you do you, Ted. We have another pick six parlay. I think we are ready to win this time. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons. But more importantly, you need to keep on listening because we got something special for you on a Friday at 525. It is Stiz with What's Trending Now.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up one last time before we get out of here with What's Trending right now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The New England Patriots, they're set to travel to Tennessee. Mike Vrabel's former home to take on the Titans and interim head coach Mike McCoy. Sunday kickoff at 1 p.m. The Patriots 7-point road favorites. Charles Woods, Jalen Hawkins, Harold Landry, and Stephon Diggs all questionable for Sunday's game. Calvin Ridley ruled out for Tennessee with a hamstring injury. Week 7 in the NFL got off to a great start last night. Cincinnati's thrilling 33-31 win at home versus the Steelers. Joe Flacco in just his second start for the Bengals. He went 31-47, 342 yards, 3 tutties. Aaron Rodgers, 250 yards, 4 touchdowns, but 2 interceptions. In hockey, the Bruins got off to a tough start on their West Coast trip to the Golden Knights last night. The final was 6-5. Jeremy Swayman brought in a six-pack to the party, the wrong kind. He allowed 6 goals on 37 shots. Up next for the Bees, a trip is a mammoth game. That's right, Boston versus Utah Sunday night, and puck drops at 7 p.m. In baseball, Game 5 of the ALCS tonight in Seattle between the Jays and Mariners. That series all tied up at 2 games apiece. Kevin Gausman goes for Toronto. He'll be opposite Seattle's Bryce Miller. And in the National League, the Dodgers look to punch their ticket back to the Fall Classic tonight in Game 4 against the Brewers. TBD will take the hill for Milwaukee opposite Shohei Ohtani. Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Our pick six for WEEI Afternoon is up next.
Nailed it.
Yes, it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.